I meditate on very important things. Power and Absolute. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation, Power and Absolute. I would like to have the power to do everything and think my thoughts and have my wonderful meditations and have my wonderful realizations of whatever is good and beautiful and fantastic for me. I'd love that. I'd love to be able to do those things that make my life just so fulfilled and so happy. And that power would really make me fully aware of my absolute being. Is this true? Well, actually, no. When I am aware of my absolute being, I am aware of everything that is. And if I am aware of everything that is, I am aware of nothing. And if I am aware of nothing, I'm not aware of everything that is, even while being aware of everything that is. Now, this sounds like a lot of gobbledygook. It sounds like a lot of nonsense. And, of course, in a manner of speaking, it is nonsense. For what is the power that I'm seeking? What is the awareness of the absolute I am speaking, that I'm seeking out? What is it? Well, I don't even know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what the allness is, the absolute is. Nobody knows what these things are, but they seem like they're desirable. Seem like they're very wonderful and very positive and very good things to have. But in my meditation, when I meditate upon power, I think, I speak my word and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. I speak my word and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. This is a phrase we've used for a long time. But is this phrase really a proper phrase? Is it really the reality? Or is it just a lot of nonsense? Well, actually, it's a lot of nonsense. Because there is no power in the universe. There is nothing that needs to be done, constructed, brought forth. You say, well, how do we reveal all these things? That's the point. We reveal them. We reveal all things, and all things, therefore, are already in existence. We are merely making ourselves aware of that which is. I think my thought and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. I think my thought and the power of the universe reveals that which already is. Now, how would I define that power? The power that reveals all that which already is. Well, now, there's only one way to describe that particular power, the power that reveals. And the power that reveals takes on another name. And this other name that it takes on is the name of attention. Where is my attention? Where is my thought? Upon what am I thinking that the power of the universe is going to reveal to me? Well, I'm thinking of a happy day. And the power of the universe reveals a happy day to me because every thought I have is a happy thought. Every thought I have is a thought about the happy day, the happy way that the day is, the beautiful things that are taking place, and how these beautiful things are affecting my life, my world, my experience. Yes, those are the things that I'm thinking about. Those are the things that hence come forth because I'm thinking about them. I'm revealing them. I'm empowering that aspect to be in my world. Now, if I think of the unhappiness of the world, I empower that to be brought forth in my world. Not because it is not in existence, but merely because I have placed my attention on it, and my attention is that which empowers the power of the universe to do that which it is. So, I can reach my hand into a bag, and I can take out of that bag, unseen by my eyes, one object or another. I can reach in there and take out a marble. I can reach in there and take out a book. I can reach in there and take out a hammer. I can reach in there and take out a penny. You see, the bag holds all things as an existing reality. They're not seen by my eyes because they're in a bag. However, they are seen by my attention. My attention says, whatever I conceive of as a hammer, I will draw out of this bag as a hammer. I'll reveal it. It already exists. Now, if in my revealing, I say, I am revealing a normal hammer, a claw hammer, a hammer that can pull nails and pound nails. And then I pull out a normal claw hammer. And I say, no, I want a modern claw hammer. The ones that the working carpenters are using that is so excellent and so exquisite and so finely balanced. It's a joy to have in their hand, and they can work with it all day long, and it does not tire them because the weight and balance of it is so perfect. And now, lo and behold, there is that perfect hammer I draw out of my consciousness, out of the bag, which I had not seen before, but which I visualized as a possibility, and it came forth. Now, I say, well, I'm going to put up a row of bricks. I'm going to lay brick. And to lay brick, I need to have a brick hammer. And so I reach into this bag and I bring out a brick hammer. Now, a brick hammer has a squarish head on one end, and it has a sort of a chisel point on the other end that's a little bit curved. And I can take that brick hammer and I can touch the brick in the middle with three or four sharp cracks, and the brick will break perfectly in half. And I can take the chisel end of it, and I can pick off the mortar that is dried, or that is not what I want. Or I can do all sorts of wonderful, magical things with my tools when I learn how to use them as they're designed to be used. But if I name it a brick hammer, and I say, I would like to have a brick hammer, and I don't know what a brick hammer is. And I get a brick hammer and I say, no, 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 I don't want that kind of hammer. I want another kind of hammer. I can see it in my mind. And so then in your mind, you see the hammer. You haven't a name for it because you don't understand all of those names. You have never studied all the names of hammers. And so you reach in the bag and you pull out a roofing hammer. And it's a little different in style and makeup than a hammer for normal carpentry. And you say, well, I want a normal carpentry hammer of the exquisite latest design, latest model. Not the models that I was familiar with as a child or as a young man, but I want the latest model as of today. And then you reach into this bag, unseen to you, and out comes the latest model. You reveal that which already is there, and you bring it forth. You have the power to give your attention to it, and to be selective, and to be specific, and to be definite. Now, that's a power that is utterly amazing, and many of us ignore that power, and we say, oh, darn, why, and we complain, and we take the power. Instead of revealing that which we really want, or even if we don't know what it is we want, we know the kind of thing that we want, and the mind knows already, oh, well, then that's this one right here. And it picks out the hammer that we want, and we reach our hand into the bag and bring it forth. We empower the hammer to be in our world. How wonderful it is. How wonderful it is, and how powerful it is that we think our thought, and the power of the universe, the revealing power of the universe, brings forth whatever our thought is. Now, as I meditate upon the hammer, you think, What a useless activity for me to meditate on. I'm not going to hammer anything, or I'm not going to do any carpentry or roofing or brickwork. I am thinking of something different. All right, what are you thinking about? I'm thinking about my body. I would like to enjoy a perfect body. Okay, let's meditate on a perfect body. What is a perfect body in your mind and in your heart? How would you reveal a perfect body? Would you say, my eyes, ears, nose, throat, toes, and fingernails, and heart, and lungs, and go through all the periphery of your body, and all of the paraphernalia of your body, and all of the puny details of your body, and try to make sure you cover them all? And so you say all these things, and you say, and I'm whole and perfect, and you reveal it to all those details of your body. And then you stop, and you say, all right, now, my choice is to have a perfect body. And then the first thought that comes into your mind when you say, my choice is to have a perfect body, the first thought that comes into your mind is, I now have a perfect body. Don't I wish? Stop that. Stop putting a negative cause in a positive situation. I now have a perfect body. In this bag is the perfect body of mine. Absolutely perfect. Every organ, action, function of the body is absolutely perfect. Fantastic, glorious. I now have a perfect body. You do not say, I want this kind of hammer. I want a hammer that's got a long neck on it. I want a hammer that has a good hand grip on it. I want a hammer that's perfectly designed for the modern technology that we have come up with. You don't even know it. You haven't been studying hammers. And so you're not an authority on hammers. Well, you haven't been studying perfect health, so you're not an authority on perfect health. So, but you are an authority on speaking your word and saying, I now have perfect health. And when you speak your word, I now have, you are revealing what the universal consciousness knows as perfect health for your particular body. Now, perfect health for you and perfect health for someone else might be somewhat different. And the reason that perfect health for you and perfect health for someone else might be slightly different is because in your body, you are going to reveal the perfection, which means all that which was imperfect fades away. It does as though it never existed. And all that which another person had, which may have been a whole different ball of wax, a whole different group of problems that are going to fade away, are totally different. But the ultimate, the absolute, the perfect idea, the perfect body, that is always the same. I return to my original purity and integrity. I express my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. Any one of these phrases gets us there. But when you can speak the first person present tense positive about anything at all, you bring it forth more beautifully, more powerfully, more wonderfully than anything else you could do in your life. So you say, I am that I am. I have my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original design. Absolutely perfect. Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely fulfilled. Absolutely. Oh my, there comes the absolute. Yes. Without any relative limitation upon it, I reach right out into that which is already revealed, and I take it and claim it and know it. Now, how do you say something is already revealed when it's in the bag and you can't see it? Well, you have the pathway to go there. You can go into the bag and you can reach for that which you claim. And you don't have to feel it. You don't have to feel the perfect hammer, the perfect body, perfect anything. You just know it. And in fact, you don't even have to reach into the bag. You put the cause in motion. I have a perfect body. I live in my ideal body. I am expressing my original purity and integrity right now. You see, these are our realities. These are what we put into motion for ourselves. They already exist. We merely want to reveal them as existing in our physical, mental, and spiritual body right now, this minute, today, in every wonderful way. Now, power and absolute, they go hand in hand. It's not that the power of the universe is going to vibrate to manifest something. It's that the power of the universe has already revealed all that is. And all that is the absolute. All that is ready to be expressed, to be enjoyed, to be had, to be revealed in every possible way right now. And I claim that for me right now. I claim this power, I use this power, I express this power, and it's done. And what a wonderful thing to have it be done. Join with me in this recognition that it is done now. Claim it for yourself, enjoy it for yourself, and see that you, by speaking your word, as I, by speaking my word in meditation, bring forth that which already is, revealing it right now, and enjoying it totally right now. Claim it, it's yours, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.